Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, oh me, I'm really...
What you think? Gracious, what you say? My mother used to say, old days, our family horse was, what did she say? I don't know, what time? Well, I think
I... Okay. Let's see. The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he, what, at school?
The sick feel.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling, down here, right below his waist, you'd say that he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if somebody gets want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Do you have a term for that?
I've been to a lot of weddings lately. No, I don't know that I would have. I know what it is. They you know, put all kinds of things on cars.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have a particular word for it.
Are there any words there that you might mention?
Things that I've never heard of either. Belling, belling bee. I don't even know how to pronounce this one. Calathem, horning, drumming, shivery.
I never heard any of them either.
What do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you
out.
Okay.
There's my brother. Yeah. Reaver. I'm from the University of Georgia, and the other was North Georgia College. Mm-hmm. By the way, they wrote for me that he hadn't graduated then.
And so, both of them back.
It's interesting. Even though something out of a school is reliable, it's a college in North Georgia College.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have mistakes in records, those things can happen.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, fine. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what?
Tote it. But tote has, I guess you're aware that tote has a special significance. In your body, your whole body takes something that's toted. But you carry things. Sometimes you have to even lift it up with both hands.
Mm-hmm. So toting is two things.
Toting is one thing and carrying is entirely different. I might carry something of my own.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me for being...
I'm interested in these things. Let's see. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water and it can pull its legs
a
in?
Creature?
A creature.
Oh.
No, creatures only don't live in water. But this thing has a hard shell and it can pull its legs and its feet inside its shell. And it lives...
Tapping.
Okay. And what would you call one that lives on land?
One of those head things and foot business crawling. I don't distinguish. I don't know enough about them.
Uh-huh. You just call anything with a shell like that a terrapin.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm sure there's a distinction, however, but I'm not very familiar. I'm afraid of those things. I mean, they don't look very friendly to me.
Yeah, they don't look very friendly. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitterlings.
Okay.
I'll call them chitterlings now, have you know that. My brother, my brother who died, my young brother, said he liked chitterlings very much, and he said, now if you want to educate them, all right, but don't make me eat them. I want chitterlings.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? A small, flat-bottomed craft.
It's a canoe.
Okay. Remember, doesn't a canoe have a pointed bottom? I'm thinking about something.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Sure.